plain. Exodus chapter 20, you could turn there if you'd like. Exodus chapter 20, we're going to see the Ten Commandments. Of course, the very first two commandments have to do with God being the God. And God not wanting you worshiping and making any idols or having other gods before him because he's a jealous God. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 2. Now again, one of the reasons I bring this up, I'm not worried that you're going to get mixed up in Hinduism. Okay, I'm not. That's not my concern tonight. You say, well, why are you preaching as Bezabersons? You know, we're all Christians here. We're not Hindus. Well, part of it is so that you can hopefully be able to just understand enough about it to be able to show maybe you have a Hindu friend. Maybe you know. I mean, there's a billion people in the world that are Hindus. Odds are you're going to be running across somebody that's a Hindu in your lifetime. And just having this little basic knowledge could be useful. You might be able to identify a stumbling block for someone else. You might be able to show people these scriptures. I mean, even Psalm 130. Look, the word of God is powerful. And it's quicker than any. It's more powerful. It's quick. It's more powerful than any two-edged sword. Okay, dividing the soul and spirit. So, dividing us under the soul and spirit. God's word is what's powerful. When we go out and preach the gospel, we're preaching and using God's word because it's not our own analogy, our own reasoning. You know, it only goes so far. We need God's word to have the power. So you can use verses and passages of scripture to show people that are involved in idolatry how dumb it is. Really, I mean, it's because this makes perfect sense. What we read in Psalm 135, it makes sense. It's not even, you know, you don't even have to worry about them. Well, they're not going to accept the Bible because they're Hindus. Give it to them anyways. I mean, every unbeliever, you can say, well, they're not going to accept the Bible because they're an unbeliever. Well, they need to hear it and then become a believer, right? They're not going to become a believer without hearing God's word. So we use God's word without just withholding it from people thinking, well, they're not going to believe it anyways. No, this is where the power is to begin with. So this is what we're going to use to provide to people the information where they could the light could come on and say, wow, that makes perfect sense. Exodus 20, look at verse number 2. Bible reads, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Now, this wasn't in my notes, but what we see here in Exodus 20 is that he doesn't want you to make a graven image or to bow down and worship them. One, and how this can apply to you, Christian, is don't be involved in the making of graven images, even if you're not going to be the one worshiping them. These Hindus, there's a lot of money to be made in building up these idols and these false gods. And there are lots of businesses, even in the United States, of people that will go and create these things. Why? Because they know that they could sell them to the billion people who practice the Hindu religion. Well, in the Ten Commandments, God said not to even make them. So I believe it's a sin and it's wickedness if you are, as a Christian, to be involved in making these idols, even if you don't ever plan on worshiping them. That we need to stay away from them and not decorate your house. Don't take a trip to India and then come back with one of these idols and say, well, I know it's not really, you know, a god. Look, God doesn't want them even being made. Don't bring that garbage into your house. And at the very least, you know, stay away from the appearance of evil. So I don't ever worship it. Get rid of it. God hates idolatry more than just about anything else. Literally. I mean, this is such a big thing. And I brought it up in the 1 Kings 9 sermon. It's worth repeating. We see in Romans chapter 1, when people are given over to reprobate mind, it's because they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, and they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. This started their downward path, is that they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, became vain in their own imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened, to the point to where they become rejected. And it started with their idolatry. It started with their rejection of God and just making up their own gods and building their own idols.